Here on CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, live online and on the app. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play.
Anzac Day is, of course, coming up this weekend, and we understand there has been a little bit of confusion about events and commemorations that are going ahead. Some of them have been moved to different areas. There are some restrictions, of course, to be expected and the requirement to book or register. So we're doing our best to get out the correct information as best we can about what is happening where. We've got Paul on the line now. Good morning to you. You've got some concerns about what's happening in Devonport, yeah?
Yeah, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking this issue up with us.
Not a problem. What is the issue, Paul?
So the issue is that the RSL has decided to move the dawn service and the 11 o'clock service from the Cenotaph to the RSL on McAfee Street. Now, the problem is the RSL blames council for it. Council are saying that it was the RSL's decision, and it all comes down to that they feel that they can better control the numbers of people attending at the RSL car park.
I'm struggling to work out the difference between a car park and a cenotaph.
Well, I think, you're right. We all know that the cenotaph, it is quite a large area.
Yeah, it is.
Now, certainly, with Remembrance Day last year, when Melbourne was still in lockdown, there was a Remembrance Day service, and we all socially distanced. So we all live in a world now with COVID. We don't want it to come back. We don't want anyone to get sick. Now, on the dawn service that happens all around the country, people will always give each other space because it is an emotional time for a lot of people. And you don't have to have served. You don't have to have lost someone. It is a special day. It's an Australian day. It's probably our most important day of the year. So we all stand our distance anyway. So why couldn't we do that again?
So, Paul, right now, are you asking for change or are you asking them to relook at this next year? What are your aims right now?
All right, my aims right now, I think like a lot of people in the community that I've talked to, is that the council and the RSL reverse the decision, whoever made it, and we go back to the cenotaph for dawn service. You know, other RSLs around the northwest, such as Burnie, are having their dawn service as normal. Still, it's a ticketed event, but you have the smaller services like Port Sorell that are operating as normal because there is no COVID. We can have a regatta. We can have the supercars. We can obviously have the football interstate. And yet, you know, you can't have a dawn service, which is our most sacred day for all of us, at the place where a monument was built by our community, you know, with no instruction, with no guidance. They built it themselves. And you go to every town in this country and there's a cenotaph. Mm. And they're all unique because everyone built them to their own specifications and the veterans built them, but also the families of those veterans that were lost built them. So these sites almost become sacred to people. Mm. And to move it to a car park is just disgusting. It's just disrespectful to the people of the community that lost, you know, serving members, you know, back after World War One.
Okay, it's a simple request, and it sounds as though it's easy enough to reverse. So you're putting it out to the council and the RSL to have a chat over the next couple of days and reverse the decision?
Yeah, I am. I think, and as I said, the people I've spoken to, I haven't come across one person yet who thought it was a good idea. Mm. It's just like it boggles the mind.
Yeah, I think further frustrating to all of this as well is that haven't we got restrictions easing again at the start of next month? So just after Anzac Day, restrictions on outdoor gatherings on a statewide level are set to ease even further, which I can certainly understand why people would be feeling really frustrated.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that's really annoyed me is that the RSL came out and said initially that they would one of the options they had was to have a small service for veterans only. But as I said, it's not a Veterans Day. You know, it is a day for all Australians.
Paul, I'm just going to put it out there. Regardless of whether or not there is a formal proceeding at the cenotaph, do you still think people are actually going to pay their respects at the site anyway?
Of course, because two things. First off, RSLs across this country are notoriously bad for advertising Anzac Day events. So I only found out about this because I went digging on their Facebook page 2 weeks ago because there's no information out there. I'm not a member of the RSL, but there's no information. So I found out through almost by accident. But your average person that's not going to go onto their Facebook page will turn up on the day. And that's where I'll be. That's where my family and my grandkids will be.
Yeah. All right, Paul, well, we've dropped the bait and we'll see what happens over the next 24, 48 hours.
Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Appreciate
I really appreciate
your time,
you
mate.
Help with this.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers. All right, bye-bye.